Ghana, in partnership with the European Union, organized an annual program aimed at engaging government and other interest groups concerned with human rights protection. The forum brought together stakeholders and professionals to deliberate on issues facing the country and the way forward. The Minister for National Security, Albert Kandapa, appealed to development partners to help champion the welfare of civil society. He contended that a weak civil society makes government's oversight more Herculean.
Apart from the citizens voting the right list, apart from the media holding government to account, clear, the most important institution that can help get governments to be accountable, the institutions that can act as proper oversight of the activities of government, is civil society. Most of them, they are very, very independent. They don't have to depend on government to get their salaries. I don't believe good governance is possible without a strong civil society. If you really want our democracy to work well, you must find a way of resourcing civil society so that they can hold the government to account.
Representatives of some civil society organizations indicated that despite some challenges that beset them, their resolve to help build a better Ghana would not be compromised. They were, however, worried about the manner in which governments sometimes handle some national issues. According to them, their inputs are sometimes ignored in national discourse. According to the European Union ambassador to Ghana, William Hanna, he is happy with the work being done by the civil society, adding that he has learned a lot and is willing to work with Ghana at any point in time.
I think this has been very useful for Stavros. He's also been in Burkina Faso and here, and he'll be traveling to Latin America next week. So it's great that he's been able to be here with us and hear such a rich discussion. I mean, thank you very much for leading it and for being so frank. My own feeling was that in the past, perhaps, there was a little bit of a reluctance between government and civil society to meet, to be in the same place. I'm seeing some change, and I think that's encouraging. Gallimse has been one of the key ones that we've all seen. And it would be good also on the anti-corruption thing to keep that sort of...
Civil society groups with interest in governance, environment, anti-corruption, among others, were represented.
Irene Sake.